at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Daniel had no fear. He was confident. He kept on bragging on God. Hello, he kept, see, and another way he bragged on God, and we don't read much of what he said between the time they conspired against him and the time he was put in the lion's den. But the way he bragged on God is that he kept doing what he always did. Opened his windows toward Jerusalem, kept praying, and they kept seeing him. They kept seeing him. They conspired and went and told, but he didn't stop doing what he was doing. He wasn't afraid. He kept giving God the glory. Kept thanking God for Jerusalem. Kept thanking God for what he had done for him and how he had put him in that position of honor. He kept doing it. His praise went before him. Them hungry lions. Rawr, you get down there with a whole bunch of hungry lions, old hungry stinking lions. They run up on him, but instead of trying to devour him, they start licking on him. That's just, you know. That's not in the Bible. So they didn't need him. They didn't try to hurt him. God has sent an angel. Your praise goes before you. Always remember that. It goes before you. It makes the way before you. So tell someone, never stop praising God. Come on, tell them, don't ever stop praising God. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Don't cast away your confidence. It takes confidence to praise God. My praising God means that I'm confident that God's going to do what he said. I'm confident God is going to protect me. I'm confident God is going to provide for me. I'm confident God is going to heal me. I'm confident God is going to deliver me. I'm confident that my breakthrough is nigh. I'm confident that my money is going to be there. I'm confident that the door has to open. I'm confident, amen, that my enemy shall not triumph. Therefore, I praise him. Because I'm confident. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. That's another way we brag on God. You going through all that and you still tithing? Child, if I was you, well, you ain't me. Come on, you know how people can get. You all that, you steal, that's right. Because I have a confidence in my God. This too shall pass. But while I'm in it, I'm learning how to praise him. I'm learning how to not be governed by how I feel or what I lack or what it looks like. Because God hadn't changed. He's trying to get me to live from the inside. Hello, trying to mature me, to grow me up so that he can entrust to me the true riches, the real riches of his kingdom. If God has shown you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall he impart or disclose to you that which is heavenly? He wants to impart what is heavenly. He wants to show you some of the glories of his kingdom, of his majesty, of his grace. We got to conquer these things that are earthly that we see. That does not dictate my life. This will pass. This will decay. This will change. This is temporal. Money comes, money goes. Money comes, money goes. It's got to have a current. It's moving. Just like it moved. See, God's not concerned with getting stuff to you. He's concerned with whether he can get it through you. Yeah. 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 What would he not send through you if he knew you would release it? Galatians 6 and verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Tell somebody, ain't no time for you to faint. See, here's the thing about fainting. This is what's wrong with fainting. When you faint in your mind, I'm going to say it this way, you faint in your mouth. When your mind gets twisted, your words get twisted. Come on, we've all experienced that. Well, your mind, you do things prematurely. You do things out of reaction rather than responding to the Holy Spirit. When your mind faints, that's why it says, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap in due season if you don't faint. See, the word is smelling salt. You know, somebody that's been knocked out or something, just put that smell, they wake right up. That smelling salt, anybody ever smelled, you smell it, you'll see why they wake right up. It'll jolt you. But be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, there's a season that God has for you to reap. There's a season where, we always are bringing in something, but there comes a season. You know, you know, in certain places, let's say here, we get rain at different times throughout the year, but there's a rainy season. Well, you can expect rain. Just carry your umbrella everywhere you go. Just expect it to rain. That's a season. See, there are blessings that come to us all the time. I got good news for you. There's a season coming. Come on, I said, there's a season coming to you where it's going to be raining every day. Every time you turn around, another blessing. But see, the Bible says, don't be weary and faint. Don't faint in your mind, because if you faint in your mind, you faint in your mouth and you stop praising. You stop bragging. You stop bringing my presence. You stop the river from flowing. That river that flowed out of Eden, it flowed to the land. One of the heads went into Havilah. And it's interesting in Genesis where it says, and there was gold. Gold is always a type of your provision. How many know God never wants you to be without? I said, it's not God's will that you have lack. Oh, somebody should have shouted me down right there. God is not a God of insufficiency. But the question, have you, in some areas of your life, have you fainted in your mind and therefore fainted in your mouth? Because the two-edged sword comes out of your mouth. It'll execute vengeance on lack, on insufficiency, the spirit of poverty. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Amen. Hebrews 12, and I'm going to run through a few verses here, and then we're going to stop. Hebrews 12, verse 1 says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Jesus resisted all the way unto blood. When we consider God, we talk or we praise the answer. When we consider the problem, we talk or, let me say, we praise the problem. It's your choice. Lack or provision? Is the glass half empty or half full? You determine whether praise or complaint comes out of your mouth. But you saw right here, and we're going to dig deeper into this, because as I stated earlier, there are certain battles the Lord doesn't want you to have to fight. Before Zion travailed, she brought forth. I believe we are coming into a dimension of time and space in the spirit where we're going to start seeing this on a more regular, more common basis where you didn't even have to work for that. You didn't plant that vineyard, but it was given to you. Hello? You didn't work a second job, but all of a sudden you got an increase. You didn't qualify for that position, but they asked you to be. You don't remember writing these people. What are they talking about? That's stuff you don't even remember that God's going to start bringing back because it's part of your harvest. But you can't grow weary and faint in your mind. Tell somebody, keep on praising God. I might not like a flat tire. Nobody likes to have no flat tire. But in the midst of changing that flat, when you done scraped your knuckle, hands all dirty and greasy, learn how to give God praise right in the midst of that. Come on, learn how to, you know, don't let your mind faint and your mouth won't faint. And you'll be amazed, amen. Somebody will come by. Something will happen. Well, you'll see God will come in because he inhabits your praise. And see, you don't want to be there by yourself trying to do that. Are y'all hearing? If you learn how to praise, you're always bringing God along with you. He's already with you, but you got to let him into your situation. Paul and Silas were put in prison. You know the story. Beaten with stripes. Put in stocks. If you understand stocks, stocks were very uncomfortable. They built them like that on purpose. You were in an awkward position. You were hard pressed. You were twisted this way and that way in stocks. But at midnight, remember that song? It's almost midnight. Some of y'all don't know that song. That's an oldie. That's an old one. Way back, huh? You see, at midnight, either you give up or you get out. You got to understand, see, God will take you to midnight. Come on, I said God will take you to midnight because he knows at midnight, one or two things going to happen. That's either when you give up or you choose to praise. And supernaturally, something beyond what you could possibly do begins to happen in your behalf. Are y'all hearing me? Come on, we are a praising people. If anybody ought to have some shout in their voice, some praise on their lips, it ought to be the people of God. Now, there's going to be a whole lot of football games going on today. Whole lot of basketball games, college and pro, and people gonna be in them stands with their beer shouting for their team. What about our team?
Thank you for joining us as we begin today's message entitled Before Zion Travails. We invite you to worship with us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sunday mornings.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.